do you wanna be? Do you wanna be happy? What's going on, everybody? Do you wanna be happy? Figured I started out with Cold World. This the intro. Got a good show for you coming up. Free from
pain, free from scars, free from sang, free from bars, free my dogs, you're free to go. Black inside the streets is cold, free to love, to each his own. Free from bills, free from pills, you roll the loud, the speakers blow. Life get hard, you ease your soul, you cleanse your mind. Learn to fly, to reach the stars, you take the time to look behind and say, look where I came.
So if you haven't guessed it, this episode is going to be based on music.
They say that dreams come true, and when they do that, there's a beautiful thing.
Do you want to be? Cole, definitely one of my favorite artists.
Do you want to be?
So without further ado, let's go ahead and get it started. On a roll.
Look how the champagne diamonds glow. Fine dining, pour another glass when the wine is low. I'm in the crib stacking money
from head to the ceiling.
Whatever it is I got is clearly appealing. These other rappers getting at it,
feel your feeling.
I hope you feel it in your soul, spiritual healing. Take a look at yourself, the mirror's
okay,
revealing.
So this how we starting it off.
The theory is brilliant. People ask how music is going, I heard it pays.
But this ain't it.
I just came up making 2 million in 30 days. Damn, I guess it does what the message was. Sometimes I feel I'll be spending my money just because.
But
Weezy, I'm just out here repping us. Till I get to shake the hand of the man that's blessing us.
Okay.
Yeah, I know these niggas miss the mean lyrics. Kush got the room smelling like teen spirit. I ask Kylie if no one out here would bring the feet.
So we're going to let that rock in the background right quick until it's up. But, so what I wanted to title this episode was what's on your playlist? So that's the question. What's on your playlist nowadays? I'm gonna go through mine just because that's the topic I chose, so why not, right? So as you can see right now, I definitely vibed out to some old, not old, still in this generation, but shit, nowadays, last year is old. But yeah, what's in your playlist? And you know what? I'm going to go on my playlist, and I'm going to throw some things out there. I'm nervous, but I'm going to kill it. This on my playlist right here. Hold on. Talk to him most.
For you or me, life is not promised.
Most deaf.
Tomorrow may never show up.
Black on both sides.
Do you know me? This life
the best that I can. I ain't no perfect man. The best that I can. Hey. So I ain't gonna lie, my playlist is definitely mostly hip hop, but it's up and down with different artists throughout the time. So I'm a 90s baby, born in 1990. So, you know, I definitely have the culture of, you know, original hip hop. And well, I guess original hip hop started in the 80s or, you know, around that time, but it definitely flourished in the 90s and it's still influenced in many artists to this day. So, you know, I feel like it's only right to appreciate. And I feel like, you know, when you're young and you hear stuff and you're in a good environment and you feel good, you know, you're gonna really appreciate and you're gonna really love the music that you heard. Because, you know, whether you like it or not, if you heard good music back in the day, then when you hear it, you know, to date, it's going to take you back, you know, it's nostalgic. So it's going to take you back to that time. So that's why the 90s vibe, you know, it's still thriving in 2019 because, you know, it just puts you in a good spirit. And who doesn't love to be, you know, felt in a good spirit, you know? So I had to start it off with that one because it was just mad love. But we're gonna keep it. We'll keep it going. I'm gonna show y'all what's next on the playlist. Let me see. I'm scrolling through. Ease my mind, cry no more. Cause an angel's supposed to fly in and I ain't asking why no more. It ain't 2009 no more. Shout out Mac Miller. Definitely on the playlist. Oh, rest in peace. So definitely once I got old enough and, you know, graduated from high school, 2009, hence to the song, on the way to college, definitely really able to, you know, get out there, you know, be a little free, definitely experience life, enjoy it without any real worries or anything like that. Definitely appreciated that time. And you know, artists were just coming out. I was definitely into music. You know, who didn't, you know, hang out and rap with the homeboys and, you know, and then when you hear artists coming out, not just Mac, but, you know, Big Sean, Wiz back then, man, it just, that's just a whole vibe right there. And, you know, shout out to my homies because we always vibed out, had a good time. Definitely not in the drama or anything like that, but just enjoy, you know, just enjoy one another, just enjoy hanging out. So Mac Miller's on my playlist. I didn't do a countdown. Well, what's this? Number two. First I had Most, went to Drake, now Mac. Let's see who we got next. Till you live it, me a hoe, big enough to bury my soul. So I know I'm doing mad chill vibes. But I'm chilling right now, and I'm vibing out. It's raining outside. I got the windows up. You can definitely hear it. So I feel like that's real therapeutic. All them unclosed doors. Man, I got... I fuck with my playlist, y'all. It's definitely a vibe. I got stuff to go up and down, man. Shit, let's see what's next, though. And these my mind. Alright, so what I'm gonna do real quick is, cause I'm not gonna play a song from everybody on my playlist, cause my playlist is a little long. But I'm gonna go through my list real quick, and I'm gonna just read everybody that's on there right now. No embarrassments. It is what it is. I told you, I'm up and down with it. Well, crazy, only crazy thing is right now is that I'm looking at it before I say every artist that's on there, and it's all hip hop. Minus one, but I definitely listen to other genres, so I may type some other names in and show them now. So the app I'm using right now is Tidal. Shout out to Hov. And I'm going to just name the artists from top to bottom real quick. So first up is Mac Miller, Mos Def, Brown Sugar by D'Angelo, Kanye West, Kid Cudi, DMX, Jay-Z, Meek Mill, Santana. That's the only one that's not hip-hop. Chris Brown, Drake, XXXTentacion, Wiz Khalifa, Ja Rule, and Tory Lanez. So, I know that song. I mean, it's up and down, but I mean, it's honest. So, you know, fuck it. It is what it is, right? I definitely listen to so much more. Actually, and the crazy thing is, so if I was to hit play literally right now, I got Kendrick Lamar, Hood Politics. Actually, I might play that next, because that was a whole vibe. But yeah, so that's the playlist. Well, not a playlist, but that's the artist recent searches that I did, and it's on there. So I wonder if that. So I wonder if that, oh well, never mind, I'll take it back. But yeah, that's what I've been listening to. Actually, I had some stuff on YouTube too. I forgot. I just vibed out to some old Cash Money the other day. I didn't do it on this app. That's why I didn't call it out. But I vibed out to some old Cash Money. Old Wayne. Old Juvie. Hot Boys. So that too. That's recent. That's recent. That's why I called it out. But it's so much more. This stuff that I listened to like recently too, so. But it's so many different artists that I vibe out with. Kevin Gates, I was bumping him heavy for a while. So yeah. But yeah, let's get back to some vibes. I'm gonna throw some more out there before we end the show. Appreciate you for hanging in this long. Let's go. So I said I was gonna let it vibe, Kendrick Hood Politics, but shout out Nipsey Hussle, because I definitely been listening to him for a while too. So I got a question. I got a question. No politics. Hold on real quick before we get to it. Ooh, another dope artist is Buddy. You gotta get hip to Buddy, yo. Oh, snap, my bad. Why did I do that? Hold up. All right, so a question I wanted to ask was, other than what's on your playlist, right? What albums from back in the day can you listen to today nonstop, right? So, like for instance, Reasonable Doubt. That was an album that came out back in the 90s. Not just that one. That's the first one I called. But Tribe Called Quest. For me right now, Lil Wayne, The Carter 1. I picked The Carter 1 over The Carter 2. My homie DeForest, up and down, is Carter 2. But I can listen to The Carter 1 full album right now. Reasonable Doubt, I can listen to that. These are albums that came out 5+ years ago, right? Obviously more than that, but still. So my question is like, what albums can you listen to from back then, today, 2019, that's still vibing? You know, that's that's music that Lifetime, you know, that's Lifetime music that, you know, stands the hands of time, right? Timeless music, right? And I know it's a whole bunch of other albums out there and music that's the same, but still, you know, that's for me. And then my next question is, what artist today has an album that you think you could listen to in 10 or 20 years and just, you know, feel good and be real appreciative of the music? One artist I do say is Childish Gambino. For sure. But even though when I first started the question, I was thinking of like young artists, like, because like, for instance, if you listen to music back then, everybody was young. I think when Reasonable Doubt came out, he was like 20. Well, I think Ho was like, what, 27, 26, so that today is kind of old compared to the artists that are dropping albums out now, because most artists out now, what, they're like, you know, 19, 20, 21. But, you know, regardless of that, who do you think, you know, in today's hip-hop rap genre has an album out that in 10 to 20 years, you can listen to, you know, like it just came out, or just, it'll take you back to a good time. I'll put it like that. So, that's all I got. Just wanted to wrap on that. That was on my mind. I definitely hope everybody enjoyed. This is, hey, it's Words with Arnold. And, everybody enjoy. Keep living good. Keep eating good. Keep vibing out. And there'll definitely be more. So appreciate the love. Appreciate you listening. And until next time.